NBA out of the way. I'm curious in basketball. I was hearing Jay Wright talk the other day about how once players commit in basketball, you don't see as nearly as much decommitting and things right. like that. And coaches, it's kind of an unwritten rule that you don't bring guys in for visits if they've committed elsewhere. Yeah. What is it about the differences in the sport?
Oh, it's completely different. And I hope that football thing doesn't spill over into basketball as much. And especially on the West Coast, I think there's a sanity to it. And in all my years of recruiting, I've had one guy that committed to us that didn't end up coming, and that was he's the backup quarterback for the Denver Broncos right now, and he changed sports. And that was an understanding that if he was going to go to football, Brock Osweiler would decommit. And so we took him as a basketball commit. But I've never had a kid do that, and hopefully I don't want to start that.
Well, why is that? What's different about it that, like, even if a guy commits when he's a sophomore or junior, he said coaches just – it's a run-written rule to back off, and that's their guy.
Yeah, I don't know why it is different, but I think that having two signing periods helps because now, you know, you get those early commitments and you get them signed early, and then there's – you know, there's not they're not just blowing in the breeze and people still commit, recruiting them. So, you know, I think there has to be some sanity to it, and hopefully there's some honor to it.
Now you've won six straight. What's impressed you most about your team during this win streak?
Well, I think probably the thing that has impressed me most is the fact that they, you know, we're still making mistakes and we're still doing some things wrong, but we're playing through those mistakes and we're playing through you know, any errors we might make or anything, a missed shot. And we're hustling through it and making plays. Like a perfect example is, you know, against Colorado State, Derek drives up three with 15 seconds to go and maybe he shouldn't shoot that, but he misses it and James makes a hustle play and tips it in for the game winner. And, you know, so I think that's a really good example. We're just playing through stuff and finding ways to get it done.
Yeah, you find ways to get it done. You're finding ways to win games, you know, when it's been close, even on the road. I mean, mm-hmm. You guys have been on, you know, staying ahead of teams. You know,
yeah.
what has this team done to, you know, as you said, be able to do that, especially on the road, too?
I think it starts with belief. You know, they all believe in each other, and they know they're going to get it done. And, you know, you look at championship teams, they always have that. And they know that they're going to make the next shot. And they just keep playing through it, and you know, they played through a lot of adversity, and that's what you get on the road when you play at Utah State, at New Mexico, at Air Force. Those three wins, and so you know, it's a great credit to them of how they're playing.
Speaking of belief, Coach Joe Lunardi says if you guys beat San Diego State, you're very, very close to being in the tournament field. At this point in the season, I know you're not looking ahead, but to know that you have some meaningful games ahead of you and you still can be in a position where you can get to your goals like that, is that just put extra emphasis, on these games come up ahead?
You know, when after that, the four games when Derek was out and we were struggling a little bit, and you know, our goal was to fight our way back in one game at a time, and I think, you know, now we've done that. We've fought our way back in, and we're in a position. Now you got to take advantage of that position, and you got to keep battling, and, you know, now you got a great team coming in Sunday, so we're going to have to play our best game.
Is that all you can ask for, I guess, to be halfway through the conference season, you know, being sitting alone in third place, a game and a half, whatever it is, out of first, and still have all your goals ahead of you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's where you want to be. You know, that's and, you know, if you told these guys that after those first three games of conference, they would have been pretty pleased with it, and we would have been pleased with it as coaches. So you're in a great position. Now you just got to keep, you know, keep getting the next one and keep battling in the next one.
You've had so many close games with San Diego State over the years, so many wild finishes.
Oh, I mean, it's crazy.
What expectations do you enter a game like this with?
Well, you know, with this team that we have right now, it's San Diego State game is probably no different in the fact that all our games have just been the craziness down to the end recently, you know, the last five out of the last six. And so I think that's just kind of who we are a little bit. We've been in a lot of games like that. And, you know, we do have a history with San Diego State that's been these amazing basketball games. And so hopefully people can come out and see two great teams going at it, and they're going to probably see a great game.
Seems like they usually play good defense, but this year especially, it seems like their defense has really stepped it up.
Yeah, it's, you know, they're one of the best defensive teams in the country, bar none. I mean, they, you know, what they do is pretty special, and, you know, that's why they're winning games. And you know, Coach Fisher and his staff do an amazing job with that.
You joked before the season that if you put San Diego State shirts on your team, people might go, oh, that's what they, you know, they look like a San Diego State team, you know, in terms of your height and athleticism mm-hmm. and stuff. Do you feel like this team matches up as well as with San Diego State as anyone you've had?
Well, they're still, you know, they're still a lot more athletic than us. I mean, we've got, you know, we've got one James Webb. They've got four or five of them, and So that it you're not going to match them athletically, and we at Boise we probably never will. But at least we're not, you know. I mean, there's a big difference between Jeff Loriaga, God bless him, and athletically, and San Diego State guys. And so, you know, I think there's the gap maybe closed a little bit.
You need a big crowd on Sunday?
Oh, huge. We need a, you know, I think it's a great 4 o'clock, a good time for a game. I want Taco Bell rocking. I hope it's sold out. I think people need to get their tickets now. They can get $11. They can get come and see two of the best Mountain West teams battle it out.
I mean, whether we talk about it, you know, putting you guys back in the NCAA conversation or whatever, but just how big is this game for you guys? You don't want to look forward to, you know, look ahead or, you know, one game at a time, all that stuff, but how big is this game for you guys?
Well, you know, like BJ was saying, we've put ourselves in this position with battling one game at a time, and, you know, you don't want to ever put too, with basketball, you don't want to ever put too much into one game. Because it is a long season, and sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way that game, and things can happen. And so, if you put all your eggs in that basket, it can mess with the season. So, you know, it's a really important game, and it's a big game, and we approach it like we would any other game. But with San Diego State, it's always has special meaning.
We talked a little bit after the game about Nick. You know, you always had that faith that, you know, that his shooting percentages would be back to about where they were. And, you know, these last couple of games, that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah.
How much of a difference does it make when Nick Duncan is shooting well for you guys?
Yeah, it's huge. And, you know, we knew he was going to shoot the ball well. And, you know, even on his misses, he's close. And he's really playing well. And he can stretch the floor. And both he and James now are, I think they're both getting more and more comfortable together. And, you know, I've seen a maturity, a growth in both of their games. And part of it is just they're both being more comfortable in our system and playing together. And, you know, when you got a 4 and a 5 that can shoot it like those two, it makes you pretty tough to guard, because now you can stretch the floor and then, you know, all our guards are able to get to the rim.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Mm-hmm.